USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A long-awaited hearing about to get underway on Capitol Hill as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is going to address accusations of sexual assault and misconduct brought by Christine Blasey Ford, who will actually testify first at the hearing. Here's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway.
That both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh will be heard today under oath, and that they may both be right, that she had something very awful happen to her when she was 15, and that Judge Kavanaugh was not there and was not involved whatsoever.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, she also said on that interview that President Trump is likely going to reschedule a meeting he was to have with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today, but which was called off. Trump was expected to fire Rosenstein. Conway says the meeting will still happen. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Two federal agencies release reports on the economy this morning. First, the Commerce Department issues one showing that the nation's economy grew at an annual rate of 4.2% in the year's second quarter. Economists say it sets the stage for a strong third quarter growth. More Americans filing unemployment claims last week. 214,000 people did so, up 12,000 from the previous week, but right around what analysts were expecting. A 6-year-old autistic Georgia boy still missing after his father says Maddox Rich ran away from him while they were playing in a park last Saturday. The father says he didn't immediately call 911.
We were searching. I had park staff helping the search, too, so I felt like we could have found him.
The searching continues. Flooding in one South Carolina town may not end up being nearly as bad as everyone in Georgetown was fearing it would be after Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Troubled pizza chain Papa John's is now reaching out to potential buyers and asking them to submit offers. That's according to a Reuters report that says the Louisville, Kentucky-based company is seeking help as its founder, John Schnatter, tries to regain control of the company after he stepped down under pressure for making racially insensitive comments on a media training conference call. Schnatter still owns 30% of the company. The company's reportedly hoping to receive some bids by the end of next month, but a Papa John's spokesperson would not comment on the report. President Trump at the United Nations this weekend continued to defend his trade policies, including tariffs. Walmart, Procter & Gamble, and a few other major companies have been warning that tariffs on U.S. imports are raising their costs and, as a result, raising their prices. And USA Radio's Wendy King tells us of another company.
Ford CEO Jim Hackett says the Trump administration's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will cost the company $1 billion. Hackett told Bloomberg Television that Ford gets most of its metals from U.S. producers that have raised prices due to the tariffs imposed by the Trump administration this year. Hackett says they have the most hourly employees in the U.S., and they build more vehicles here than any other automaker. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I'm Chris Barnes, and this is USA Radio News.